St. Nicholas Day. Greetings from the North Pole. I'm Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. Every December 6th, we celebrate St. Nicholas Day at the North Pole with a variety of events that draws thousands. Joining us now from the North Pole Event Center with more on these celebrations is our Eye in the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, how many are there to observe this today?
Frank, there are thousands of people here. Santa and Mrs. Claus have long promoted December 6th as a community celebration of St. Nicholas because Santa became Santa based on the man that St. Nicholas was. The very foundation of Operation Merry Christmas has its roots in St. Nicholas. This is a big event every year for believers everywhere.
Crash, there are some people who say that Santa and St. Nicholas are the same person. Do those opinions get in the way of today's celebrations?
Actually, Frank, that's exactly why Santa likes to celebrate St. Nicholas Day at the North Pole, to educate elves and everyone living here that St. Nicholas was a real person who lived nearly 2,000 years ago and that Santa is doing his best to be like him. They aren't the same, and Santa wants people to understand that.
Both St. Nicholas and Santa have different ways of being celebrated in different parts of the world, Crash. How are they the same and how are they different?
Santa loves to answer that question because he loves the man who was St. Nicholas. The red and white of Santa's suit is reminiscent of St. Nicholas of old, and while St. Nicholas, like Santa, has a long white beard, there are more things about these two men that make them the same. And those things are all about giving to others, Frank. But there are other important differences, too. St. Nicholas never flew in a sleigh. He never had reindeer. He never had elves. There are big differences, mostly because they come from different times, Frank. It's their selfless giving that makes them the same.
Do people out in the world sometimes call Santa St. Nicholas?
In some places, yeah, they do, Frank. And Santa has to gently remind them that he's a Kringle and that he lives at the North Pole, which is another important distinction between them.
Okay, Crash, thanks for that brief course on St. Nicholas history and the difference between him and Santa. From the North Pole, where we believe in both Santa and St. Nicholas, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.